Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, it's Murad Murali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always.
Hey guys, it's Murad Murali. Welcome to another podcast episode. Hashtag I'm over it. What are you guys saying today? This is going to be an entire episode for Love Island. Do you understand? So much Love Island content in this podcast. Before I put it into separate different videos, rather than doing that, I'm going to put it into an entire podcast. We've got 4 to 5 important stories to get into when it comes to these Love Islanders. So without further ado, let's just get straight into it and subscribe to the podcast, guys. Hashtag I'm over it. I would appreciate it if you guys do subscribe. And let's just get straight into this, because my lower back is hurting. I have done something to my lower back in the gym. It's a write-off. Anyways, Molly Mae is breaking down, guys. Molly Mae was in absolute tears and was breaking down via Instagram stories because she shared her skin cancer scare. The 21-year-old Love Island staff Manchester has opened up to her fans, urging them to get checked if they notice any changes to their body. Molly Mae says an unusual appeared, you know, on her skin, a mole, while she was a contestant on the ITV show, where she spent, you know, months in the Spanish sunshine, as the article says. The reality star told her story after watching a stand-up TV cancer special with a segment about Emily Hayward, who passed away upon discovering a mole on her calf. And she ends up going on to, you know, plethora of stories saying getting moles checked, people, it is so unbelievably important. I've had this checked 3 times now by different consultants just to be sure. This just appeared out of nowhere. And I feel like this is what an influencer should be doing. Realistically speaking, you have many girls who follow you. Remind them to get checked. Remind them at points, you know, of health scares that potentially could happen if you don't look after yourself. So she was breaking down, but thankfully it wasn't anything tremendously serious. Of course it was serious at the time, and people found out that it wasn't serious anymore, which is good. But I feel like this is what, you know, Islanders, or just in general content creators, influencers should be doing, to just use your platforms to just utilize them in an effective way, to allow people to critically think, to allow people to question themselves, to allow people to question, maybe you're right, maybe this is right, maybe I should do this, all in an effort of good behavior. That is what I feel like influencers and content creators, they should do. And not a lot of people do it, obviously, but I'm happy that she is talking about it and raising awareness, but she is breaking down. But we've got to get into Marlon. We've got a lot to get into. Molly Mae breaking down, Amber and Sugar Daddies, Wes, Marlon being exposed. I don't even, there's just too much. Marlon is talking about justice being served, because Love Island star Maya Anderson has posted another photo of her domestic abuse injuries after her abusive ex Tom Kemp was jailed. She uploaded a photo of her bruised neck, and she says justice has been served. She went on to the last 2 years, including my pregnancy, has been absolute hell. No one knows half what I've gone through, and I have been able to say much due to an ongoing police investigation, she says. I'm here to tell you, you can go to the police. Damn, some of these pictures are crazy. Kemp was jailed at Aylesbury Crown Court on Thursday after leaving Marlon with broken bones and bruises in a violent tirade. He was jailed for 10 months after admitting the attack, which broke Marlon's hands, despite previously branding her a liar. Marlon accused narcissistic Kemp of being abusive in an Instagram post last year. Damn. But Kemp for Milton Keynes, Buckinghamshire, denied the claims at the time. The Star told a friend that she shouldn't move for about 2 weeks after the attack. Marlon and Kemp had an on-and-off romance, splitting briefly during her pregnancy amid claims that Kemp had been unfaithful to her, but reconciling shortly before the birth. Listen, Marlon has been through so much. Like, Marlon has actually gone through so much from what I know of and what I see of and what she talks about. It is so difficult and harrowing to get through the situation, but also so just relaxing for you to know that the person who's done so much to you is now being jailed, that there is some kind of effort put in by the justice system, that it actually can work, because we see so many flaws and loopholes in the system. It can be relieving for you as an individual and a person to know the person that has done so much harm to you is now being put away. But we have Kemp's current girlfriend now, who's coming onto the scene and is exposing Marlon in such a horrific way. Like, what she is saying, I'm just like, okay. She is going in, and this is what she says. There are always two sides to every story. Under no circumstances is it okay to lay your hands on a woman. Although this bitch, as he says, is no human, she is the devil himself. As soon as she brings out a little altered BS story, I'll give my account of everything she has done with evidence. He went guilty because we are having a baby and wanted all this behind us. I will not stay quiet any longer while this woman makes money and deceives everyone with her love, your natural body girls, yet she's had botched surgery head to toe in her domestic violence BS. And since this CUNT is actually going there, so will I. What decent mother sniffs, oh my good lord, sniffs the white powder throughout her pregnancy? This tramp, enough is enough. Tom is no angel. In fact, he's even worse than her for even considering laying his hands on her, and he deserves whatever comes his way. Wow. Okay. Sorry for shouting, but wow. First and foremost, why are you that girl? That is now my problem. Why are you now that girl? Why have you come onto this platform now to really be trying to expose somebody? Like, what are you trying to do? How are you trying to defend a man who puts his hands on a woman? What are you trying to do? Do you want to be the center act for this circus? Please, because you're taking that center lead role and all eyes are on you right now. Why are you wasting your time to try and do this? Like, it doesn't make any sense. Why are you trying? How can you defend? You can't defend a man who's putting his hands on a woman. You cannot defend that. Point blank, period. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to victimize the perpetrator, and that is the issue here, and you can't do that. What are you doing? But he's saying that she's saying that Marlon's story is BS, that she has evidence against Marlon, that Marlon was doing certain types of drugs here and there, and that apparently she's lying about the natural body girls because she's got plenty of botched surgery. So, and that all this domestic violence stuff is BS, but Marlon is out here posting evidence and pictures. So surely you would want to post that evidence, because she's already posted evidence and stuff. So where is your evidence? And the fact that you as a woman are just defending the man by doing all of this, that you should just keep quiet. It's not your problem, bro. Why are you coming online? Why are you coming on the internet to just embarrass yourself? Why? Why do you do this to yourself? Why are you coming on the platform now so people can laugh at you? Are you actually dumb? Are you actually dumb? Which one is it? I don't understand. Like, why would you do that? I don't know who this girl is, but it's just so dumb, man. People are dumb in this world. People are so dumb. Actually so dumb. But speaking of people who are not dumb, one of them is Wes. Because from what I'm seeing, he is now apparently a millionaire. He admits, I was a millionaire by the age of 21, and that's not being a show-off or anything, but it's a wise investment, and understanding this life doesn't last forever. I've been lucky to have so many shows under my belt, and I'm super grateful for that. I have a passive income and generational wealth, so my children, whenever they come about, they're not going to...
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Have to work again. I don't have to work again. Avoiding the pitfalls of boozy after parties and newfound fame, Wes spent his paid night club appearances listening to investment podcasts to help build his bank balance. Get in! This is what I'm so here for. Every time I went to a PA, instead of listening to music, I'd be listening to podcasts on property. While reluctant to reveal just how many houses he owns, Wes says he has a lot of properties and all of which are mortgage-free. Are you actually mad? Or are you actually mad? I'm so happy for this guy, because this is what you should be doing with your money and your time once you come out of this reality show. This is what you should be doing. This is somebody who has a mind on him, bro. The fact that you are owning multiple houses and are mortgage free, you have cracked it. Because this is what a lot of islanders don't like to do. They get up, they see followers, they get excited, they forget about people, and they want to use money on XYZ, and the next thing you know, they go broke. And like, it, bro, like, use your money wisely, not in clubs and getting drunk and so forth. They're so dumb. And never want to lack ambition. He's now putting his heart and soul into launching a music career. He recently signed a record deal with music industry drug or EMI, calling it a pinch myself moment. It's something that I've wanted to do my entire life, he said excitedly. I think it's that stamp of approval to say, yep, you're a professional singer now. For me, it's most definitely my biggest achievement in my entire life. Details around his debut release are top secret, but fans can expect a unique sound. My niche is I can switch a lot of things up in my song, so everyone that listens to says you can sound like three different people. I'm trying to vary every single song that I do and try to make everything a bit different. Don't make it too different now, child. Don't get too excited, do you understand? You've signed with EMI. Great record label, but let's not get too excited now. Do you understand? Don't even talk about you being a millionaire. Don't even talk about you doing all of this. Don't even talk about you signing with this label and you're excited to make music. Like, if that was you, I wouldn't even talk about it. I would just drop the song and go, because the talent should speak for itself. And if you put up this front that, oh my God, I'm a musician, I'm a front, like people are going to have this expectation. And if you now don't live up to this expectation, people are going to be irritated and your career might fall. Especially already being associated with Love Island, people don't associate that with quality. No shade, no tea, but people just don't. So I feel like if you're going to come out with music, keep your mouth closed, put your head down, get into the work, let the work speak for itself, and then you can start speaking. That is personally how I would just go about it. But I'm happy for the guy. He's got multiple properties, never has to work a day in his life again, has set himself up, and is now signed with EMI. It seems like everything is going well for Wes, and he could potentially be, if his career goes the way it should go, hopefully it goes well, he will potentially be the most successful islander from the show ever. Right now it's Molly May, but that is crazy. Absolutely crazy. We have now Amber, the winner of Love Island, the latest one, who is obviously speaking on a podcast and is talking about how sugar daddies have entered her DMs. I think I've only had two DMs ever about sugar daddies, and I actually accepted the message. Not because I want to accept the offer, she says, but because I couldn't see what it was. You know when somebody sends something, you can't see what it is because you need to accept the message in order to see what it is? And I was so intrigued by what was being said. Amber admitted that she was taken aback by the massive sum of money on offer. I was like, wait, somebody would pay me 60 grand for me to go and spend 3 days with them? I think it was like Dubai or something like that, madness. So I took the message, but I never replied to the person. However, the rich sugar daddy wasn't giving up that easily, as he kept meshing Amber to offer her larger sums of money to meet him. Wow. Are you mad? So this person keeps upping his offer. Obviously, I don't ever reply. I don't open them anymore because I know what it is. And they keep saying that, okay, well, if not 40 grand, then we'll do 50 for 3 nights. And I'm like, oh my gosh, imagine if I was like, yes. And then they were like, no, actually, this is somebody. And it went out to the press or something. And Amber's got a sugar daddy. Imagine! Can you actually imagine the press? Can you actually imagine if you're seeing articles the next day, Amber's sugar daddy, and you're seeing her posted up on a red carpet with some sugar daddy by her side. And she's living her best life. Listen. I'm not mad at if they want to have a sugar daddy. I'm not mad at it. As long as everything is safe, as long as you are safe in every capacity, manner, shape, or form, then do as you please. Now, if I were to have children and they would be doing up stuff for sugar daddies, I probably wouldn't be keen with that. I probably wouldn't. Get your own money. I'm a firm believer of, you know, whatever you want to enjoy around you, it better come from your own damn money. Work hard for it. That's what I genuinely feel like. But at the same time, you know, a lot of people are on OnlyFans. A lot of people are on, you know, have sugar daddies and stuff like this. I'm not here to be mad at people who are on OnlyFans, because I don't shame sex workers. Sex workers have been here from the beginning of time, even from religious times. We've had sex workers have always been around and about. It's like always. If you want to go on OnlyFans and people want to really spend their money just to see that instead of going online and seeing videos, like, do you know what I mean? Like, you'd rather go and, but I get it. OnlyFans is like a journey. You like that person. You want to see more of that person. You are enticed by that person. And therefore, you want to go and subscribe to them. You want to go and see their stuff. I know people who are making at least 10 to 30K per month. They have bought houses. Some people are making $100,000 a month. People are racking up coin on that. And some of these people, wait for it, guys. Some of these people aren't even showing themselves like that. They're just showing something that's a little bit risque, or they're just showing a little bit more skin, or maybe like a packaged outline or whatever. They're not really doing up proper nude or, you know, porn related stuff. And people will legit buy into it, and you can make so much money from OnlyFans. It's absolutely crazy. But you know, some people have morals and ethics about it, but I feel like when you have your morals about whether you want to go on that or not, it doesn't mean that you're better than somebody who is on apps like this or going on OnlyFans, stuff like this. This is where delusion comes into it. Just because people have OnlyFans, it doesn't mean that you're better than them because you're not showing your body. And I just feel like this is something that ties down so quickly into sex shaming, and it's such a sad narrative to go down in your life where you feel like you're better than somebody. I feel like you can only be better than somebody through pious and humble behavior. You can't be better than somebody from money, from achievements. You know what I mean? Like, I just feel it can really lead people into a world of delusion. But anyways, this has gone into a conversation of OnlyFans somehow from Love Island. I don't even know how, but Charlie just definitely has. Molly May breaking down. Marlon talking about justice being served and then being exposed. Where's becoming a millionaire and Amber and these sugar daddy stories? Crazy. I wanted to get it all into one video because I don't have time for me to be really doing up 5, 6, 7 videos just for this podcast. But guys, please listen to the podcast. I'd appreciate it. Subscribe to the channel. Click that button for daily and consistent content. Subscribe to the podcast, please. A lot of you guys were saying that, via my channel, I can't really hear the microphone. I'm recording it via my phone. And I'm recording this via the camera. So the video format is purely just for YouTube, but this is genuinely just for the podcast, which is proper, like, via the microphone. But anyways, on Apple, Acast app, Spotify. Thanks, guys. And I'll catch you guys soon for another video. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag #I'mOverIt, and don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.